Good morning. A Thursday morning, and that means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
The Palace Theater is preparing to reopen. Huzzah!
That's right. They're right now focused on recovery with its first live post-pandemic show set for this summer. The nonprofit, you know, is trying to get past this past year where they brought in just only a little bit of money, around $650,000. More than half of that came from federal relief funding, as well as a monthly virtual show and some regular fundraising and sponsorships. But that money went toward very basic operations. Aside from that, there's really no income coming in. And that's according to the director of marketing, Sean Allen. He thinks it could take several years to rebound from the losses experienced this past year. The Palace typically has a budget of about $5.5 million. And the loss of revenue has meant about 150 employees were reduced to only four. And those four have taken on the responsibilities of the former executive director, who was laid off last fall because of the pandemic. But they do hope to have a full staff back in time for the fall season of shows. It's planning to have a job fair next month to fill various behind-the-scenes positions. As for the shows themselves, the requirements will vary, such as masks or vaccination proof. It'll depend on the individual show and whether or not the audience needs to be small or it can be large. Sean Allen is asking for patience from patrons as everyone kind of figures out how to properly reopen.
From there to golfing. If you can't get outside because of the weather, you're going to love what's coming to Clifton Park.
That's right. A business called The Bunker, which is an indoor golf simulator, will replace Bellini's Italian Eatery right in Clifton Park Center. But the Bellini's brand will continue in the building as Bellini's Counter. That's their more casual concept that has salads, wraps, and pastas. And there's currently Bellini's Counter locations in Latham, Stuyvesant Plaza, and on New Scotland Avenue in Albany. Bellini's will provide the food and drinks for people playing at The Bunker, which is expected to open in August. The first location of The Bunker opened in Gilderland in October 2019, and the owners are also working with Bellini's ownership to lease a portion of the Jacob and Anthony's restaurant location in Saratoga for another location of The Bunker expected to open around November. And Jacob and Anthony's will remain open with an expanded patio.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us on Thursdays. For more, head to albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks so much.
Thank you.